And now for the prayer of invocation. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you today in humble awe and wonder. We thank you for your provisions for us of heat, electricity, food, and fellowship during these cold New England days. We thank you for your mysterious ways of showing your love to us in the midst of trying circumstances, through one another and through your creation. In this time of so much deviation from the normalcy of the lives that we have known in the past, with masks of defense against unseen invaders and division amongst our nation's leaders and among one another, you give us constancy. You give us hope, eternal support, and love. You also give us the command to love one another as you have loved us. We trust in you. Show us how to navigate through this time with our church, fellow church family members and others whom you put in our path this week. And help us in this next hour to shift from our worry and our concerns for the future and turn our eyes towards you for our now. May we see your spirit in those faces around us and in our pastor who shepherds us. We ask your grace in keeping us present in hearing what you have for our hearts today, in praying for one another, and during our worship. Help us give you our full attention now. Use this time for your kingdom. Amen. And now the New Testament reading, which is found in the New Testament section of your Bibles, page 133, if you want to follow along. It's from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 26. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free. And we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but many. If the foot would say, "Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less part of the body. Or if the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again to the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor. And our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. The word of the Lord. And now we'll read from the Apostles' Creed, which is found in your hymnals, number 878. Let's read together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.